Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The only member of Massachusetts' all-Democratic House delegation to vote no against the health care plan was Congressman Stephen Lynch of South Boston. We spoke with Congressman Lynch this morning and asked him why he voted no.
Well, they had basically stripped out all of the reform from the House bill and the Senate bill. They had retained the right of insurance companies to operate monopolies and cartels and restraint of trade. They preserved the antitrust exemption for the insurance companies, which, you know, doesn't do a lot for competition and lowering prices. We had put in a very modest opportunity for states to exercise and operate a public option. The Senate stripped that out, and I thought that would have allowed those states where there's lack of competition to actually have a downward pressure on pricing of insurance. And then thirdly, instead of asking wealthy individuals making $500,000 or more or $1 million as a couple to pay for the added coverage for the 32 million people, they instead decided to charge people who have expensive health care plans, this so-called Cadillac tax. But we have loaded 32 million people onto the bus, and now we're driving 80 miles an hour, and we're going to try to fix it. And I just thought it made sense to try to fix the system rather than just add people to the broken system.
Was the pressure on you intense in the last few days, in the last few hours? What were you hearing from your fellow Democrats?
Well, you know, I was quite impressed with the president's whip operation. You know, I went over and had a chat with him over at the Oval Office, and I got a call from friends who were closer and closer and closer as the process went on. Yesterday, I spent a lot of time on the phone with Secretary Hillary Clinton, who is a friend. And, you know, at the end, I was waiting to get a call from my mother, the way the president was working this thing. But, you know, he's very, very persuasive and persistent.
But not quite enough.
Well, you know, it all came down to the bill. And the president believes we'll be able to get the changes that you know, to fill the gaps that I mentioned earlier. And I just have a doubt, based on the fact that we have 297 bills right now over in the Senate that the House has already passed, and we haven't been able to get action on those.
New U.S. Senator, Republican Scott Brown, has praised you for your stance. Is that a good thing for you as a Democrat here in Massachusetts to be praised by the new Republican U.S. Senator, the darling of the right?
I don't think it's a good thing. I don't think, you know, I looked out yesterday, and there were, you know, throngs of people that were opposing this bill. But they were opposing it from a different ideological position. And you know, I think that's the position that the new senator takes, that we shouldn't do this. I don't think he was saying that there was not enough reform. I think he was saying that there might be reform, so let's not do it. That's not the position that I take. I think it was a missed opportunity, and that we've paid the ransom here, but the hostages are still in the hands of the insurance company at the end of the day. That's the problem that I have with it.
You think there's any way that you're going to end up regretting this no vote?
No, I think that my concerns will be borne out. I think, and it won't take long. All we got to do is wait for the, you know, quarterly results in probably two or three quarters of the insurance companies. They are going to rack up some massive, massive profits here. Share price will go up. CEO salaries will go up. We haven't really put any cost constraints in here, and that will be borne out. That is a very difficult thing to get at, especially after you've put the 32 million people into the system.
So then, on the other side, do you think that other Democrats who supported this, do you think that the White House will live to regret the yay vote by the House on the health care plan?
Not if we can stay at it. Look, this is the first step of reform, if you call it that. We have to keep working at this. The president has three or four initiatives that he'd like to see adopted going forward to help fix the gaps in the system. So I think if we keep working at this, we can turn it into something that will actually benefit the entire country.
Massachusetts Congressman Stephen Lynch, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.